KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have light rain continuing, 47 degrees. We picked up 8 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation since 7 a.m. for a total over the past 24 hours of 68 one-hundredths. We look for some patchy fog this morning and showers on and off throughout the day today, more on than off. And we high around 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has designated 13 Iowa counties as primary natural disaster areas. Producers in Adair, Audubon, Carroll, Cass, Guthrie, Crawford, Dallas, and Shelby, and along with Sac counties, among the few are those who suffered losses due to recent drought, may be eligible for USDA Farm Service Agency, or FSA, emergency loans. The natural disaster designation allows FSA to extend much-needed emergency credit to producers recovering from natural disasters. Emergency loans can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential items like equipment or livestock, reorganization of a farming operation, or the refinance of certain debt. Producers in the contiguous Iowa counties, including Adams, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie, along with Monona and Madison, are also eligible to apply for the Monona or for the emergency loans. The deadline to apply for these emergency loans is April 26th of 2021. The FSA will review the loans based on the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. Governor Kim Reynolds said she cannot confirm what the Trump administration may be planning to announce regarding oil company waivers from ethanol blending requirements. Reynolds said she saw the Reuters report on Tuesday evening that indicated Trump had directed the EPA to deny waivers to the oil industry requested in previous years.
And we're waiting for verification, so, I hope it's true, it's good news, but we're waiting to see.
The EPA has yet to announce its decision on dozens of oil industry requests to be excused from the federal mandate that a certain amount of ethanol be blended into gasoline each year. These so-called gap year waivers date back to 2011. The oil industry just filed a request for the U.S. Supreme Court to review a circuit court decision that the EPA has failed to follow federal law when granting past waivers. There's also a separate batch of ethanol waivers for 2019 and 2020, and Reuters reporting does not indicate the president's rumored directive would apply to those. The Cass County Republican Party has announced there'll be a grand opening event for their headquarters this Sunday at 1 o'clock at 506 Chestnut Street. That's the old Bonnison's building here in Atlantic. Congressman David Young is scheduled to make an appearance. Beginning on Monday, the hours for the headquarters will be every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then again from 2:30 until 5:30 p.m., and every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. through Election Day. You can come in, sign up to assist, or add your name to a list of persons who the party will distribute signs to when they become available. Authorities in Union County today report a Creston man was arrested Wednesday evening for violation of parole. Creston police say 31-year-old Terry Ray Hankins Lund, Jr. was arrested a little before 5 p.m. and transported to the Union County Jail, where he was being held without bond. Red Oak police report officers this morning arrested 50-year-old James Keith Softley, Jr. of Villisca. Softley was taken into custody around 3:15 a.m. on a valid Page County warrant for driving while suspended. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. A U.S. District Court judge in Council Bluffs last Friday sentenced a Western Iowa man to prison on a child pornography charge. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday 47-year-old Jason Wickett of Little Sioux was sentenced to 200 months or 16.6 years in prison and 8 years of supervised release to follow his prison term for distribution of child pornography. Wickett pleaded guilty to the offense on April 22nd of this year. The Iowa DCI began an investigation into Wickett from an online investigation of a Tor hidden services site, which is designed to conceal an internet user's identity and activity by the Federal Bureau of Investigations Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Task Force. The hidden services site was primarily operated to sexually exploit children. Wickett distributed child pornography on hidden service sites on the Tor network in November and December of last year. A search warrant was executed at his residence on December 17th of 2019. Law enforcement seized electronics that contained images and videos of child pornography. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum said the sentences imposed in this case should serve as a clear message to anyone who uses the dark web to distribute or view child pornography. You are not anonymous, and after you're arrested and convicted, you will go to federal prison. Following the sentencing, FBI Omaha Special Agent in Charge Christy Johnson said the 16-year sentence handed down to Jason Wickett illustrates the seriousness of his crime, and the FBI and Omaha Child Exploitation Task Force will continue to investigate and arrest these predators who prey on the most vulnerable of our communities. The investigation was conducted by the FBI Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Task Force, Iowa DCI, and Harrison County Sheriff's Office, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A Western Iowa man has been sentenced to 3 years of probation for stealing nearly $15,000 from cash registers at a farm fleet store in Sioux City. The Sioux City Journal reports 22-year-old Robert Smith of Bronson received his sentence Tuesday after pleading guilty to a single count of first-degree theft. Smith was also ordered to repay more than $14,800 in restitution to Fleet Farm. Prosecutors say Smith began taking cash from a register at the store on September 30th of 2018, shortly after the store opened, and continued to take money from registers on a daily basis. He was arrested November 19th of 2018. Law enforcement officials, friends, and family are searching for a missing Page County resident. Authorities say 80-year-old Donald Eugene Ripley, known as Gene, longtime resident of Page County, has been missing since early Thursday morning, September 4th, when he left Uvalde, Texas. He has yet to arrive home or to any friends or family members' residence. Ripley was last seen driving a red Chrysler Town & Country minivan with license plate number HVM886. The vehicle has no rack on top, and reportedly the license plate was last read in Denton County, Texas, which is about 30 hours after he left Uvalde. Gene has been entered nationwide as missing. Facebook posts have also listed him as missing with the provided information. A Silver Alert application in Texas was sent by the Sheriff's Office and was accepted and broadcast. And PageCom Dispatch has sent administrative messages to numerous agencies throughout the southern part of the U.S. for different routes that Gene might have taken to see other family members. Gene has a medical condition, authorities say, that requires medication daily. It's believed the supply that he possibly took with him would be close to running out if it's not already gone. Now, Gene was last seen in clothes in the photos we have shown in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. He usually wore that style of clothing and would usually be clean-shaven and wear his hair in that style as well. Gene is 5 feet 10 inches tall, about 215 pounds. He has brown eyes and white hair. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. Again, his picture is on the same story on the news page, where you can contact your local law enforcement agency. Your help is greatly needed and greatly appreciated by everyone involved. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday had reported 6 arrests took place from September 1st through the 7th. This past Monday, 27-year-old Dylan Russell of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, possession of marijuana, second offense, violation of a no-contact order, and on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. On Sunday, 49-year-old Christopher Provancha of Hancock was arrested for a controlled substance violation. Last Friday, 34-year-old Jessica Webb of Humboldt was arrested in Atlantic for theft in the first degree, that is, a vehicle-related, and on a Dickinson County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of theft in the second degree. On September 3rd, 31-year-old Justin Patton of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And there were 2 arrests on September 1st in Atlantic. 21-year-old Carl Soglin of Atlantic was arrested on several warrants out of Kentucky. 36-year-old Adam Morris of Atlantic was arrested for interference with official acts. Each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. And as of the latest report, Soglin, Webb, and Russell remained in the Cass County Jail. And finally, in area news and an update to our previous reports, the Atlantic Police Department Wednesday said 4 persons suffered non-life-threatening injuries during a collision between 2 pickups of 5th and Olive Street Tuesday afternoon. That accident happened just before 4 p.m. Authorities say a pickup driven by Nicholas Hensley of Cumberland was northbound on Olive, and a Chevy S10 pickup driven by Mason Jordan of Atlantic was eastbound on 5th and stopped at the stop sign. Jordan proceeded to enter the intersection and struck Hensley's vehicle. Jordan and 2 teenage passengers in his vehicle were transported to CCMH for treatment of their injuries. Hensley complained of pain but refused transport to the hospital. Police then cited Jordan for failure to yield. Application, or rather, damage from the collision amounted to about $12,500. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.